my view and in everybody else's view that's involved in fisheries, if there's a no-deal Brexit and we don't have some arrangement on the 1st of November, I can guarantee it, there will be conflict at sea and there'll be chaos, particularly in the French ports as such, and you will have blockades and you will have scenes like we had in the scallop fishery that happened last year between the UK and France in the Channel, and that'll be in the halfway place compared to what could happen here.
And this isn't the first time that you have warned the government of such issues, and it has indeed had an adequate length of time to deal with this, but still no measures have been put in place.
To be fair, the European Union have put forward that in the event of a no deal, that at least in the short term, we would remain the status quo until we get something resolved. Unfortunately, that hasn't yet been reciprocated by the UK. If it was, we would avoid this chaos. But at the moment, if we are heading for a no-deal Brexit, we're heading for a chaos. And that's not in anybody's interest, because it won't be just fish and fishery products that will be disrupted here. It'll be every product going into France that will be disrupted, and we will end up in chaos. If this does continue long term, this will absolutely destroy the Irish fishing industry. We could have a halving of the value of it, and we could have significant job losses of 3,000 to 4,000 people, which is about 30% of the people involved in fisheries right around Ireland.